All right, we go to Space, the Final Frontier. As, you know, cities like London, Paris, Tokyo, New York, those are some, like, of the world's grandest cities, right?
Right.
So, if aliens ever pop up or down for a visit, they might go there first, you'd think.
Probably. Pick but one of the bigger cities.
But maybe not, because they could be hitting the bluegrass first, because Lexington, Kentucky just beamed the first travel ad for aliens.
Oh my gosh. What are you talking about?
This is the first time that we as a species have ever sent out a travel ad inviting aliens to come visit.
We're targeting the TRAPPIST-1 system because we might actually get an answer in somebody's lifetime if there's somebody there watching. But the reason scientists have been interested in it lately is because of a large number of planets that it has and what it's considered to be the habitable zone.
I think saying, hey, we're nice and friendly people, and we have horses and bourbon and dopamine, don't eat us.
Don't eat us. We have dopamine. Don't eat us.
Okay.
Listen.
Wow.
I would say.
Okay.
Okay. So if aliens went and heard this,
yeah,
and decided to come. By the way, the place that they decided to point it to,
yeah,
was a solar system called TRAPPIST-1.
Right.
Because
they think the planets there could sustain life.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Okay. And it's about 40 light years away.
Oh, that sounds far.
Yeah, so any aliens out there really wouldn't get the message until about 2063.
Okay, we got some time to prepare the welcome baskets.
Yes, and okay. If they do respond, we may not hear back until 2103. That's assuming they're not already here and have some sort of weird walkie-talkie that they can talk amongst themselves.
No, if I've learned anything from the Men in Black movies, they are here, right? They've been walking around.
Oh, yeah.
Disguised, yeah. Yes. As us.
So,
yeah.
What would a gift basket to the aliens look
from
like?
Kentucky? Okay. I feel like we need to like head over to like a Taste of Kentucky little gift shop. They got a lot of nice Kentucky things.
Maybe get them a little
jellies.
Maybe get them a little tea towel with the correct pronunciation,
yes,
of Louisville.
They gotta
on it.
Know,
yeah,
how to, yes,
how to pronounce Louisville.
That's helpful.
Are there areas of Kentucky that we think that they should probably visit first?
I mean, probably go to Louisville Slugger Museum, right?
Okay.
Get a bat with their name on it.
Get a bat with their name.
Gotta get a personalized bat.
How do you spell your name again?
Right. Right. I mean, that's necessary.
Right.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe we take them to a Red River Gorge. It's beautiful, you know?
Sure.
You know?
Does anybody have a cabin you want to offer up?
Like, to the
Airbnb?
Aliens?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, we could do something like that. Maybe Red River Gorge.
Yeah.
You know, obviously the horse country there in, yes, Lexington is beautiful.
Sure,
you know,
taking some races. Taking go to Churchill races. And Keeneland, get both.
Yeah,
maybe.
Well, I mean, it is.
Church, the tour.
Churchill Downs is celebrating 150 years of the Kentucky Derby. So,
yes.
I mean, I know they're not going to probably get the message.
Maybe the Derby Museum could give us some swag. You know what? A Derby hat probably needs to go in the basket.
Yeah.
For the fashion.
Okay.
So they, yeah.
How interesting would it be to get drunk with an alien on bourbon? And then,
yeah,
do you ever think what is their, like what would their vice be? What would aliens' vices be?
Oh,
because
they'd
probably
take up bourbon.
Well, I know, but like, do you think do you think alcohol would work on aliens the same way it does on us? Do you think I could drink them under the table is what I'm asking? Or do you think they'd be like one drink and then just be like, woo!
It'd probably be one drink.
Or they'd be just guzzling an entire fifth going,
if
what else you got?
I've learned anything from E.T. when he got into the beer.
Oh, okay.
Right?
If you've learned anything,
yes,
from pop culture,
yes,
aliens will be affected by,
right,
human alcohol.
Yeah, I mean,
all
beer,
right,
like, did him in. And
yeah,
I'm thinking bourbon will get you there faster.
All right.
So, yeah.
Well, hey, there you go. The first travel ad for the aliens has been beamed to outer space. And
how much money did they spend on that?
Don't know.
Okay.
But this happened in Lexington, and they're inviting the aliens to come.
What year would they get here if they took us up on the invitation? They're not going to get the invitation until, what, 2063? And then
2103.
We need to have the baskets ready by 2103.
Yeah, have the baskets ready.
Got it. So. Working on it.
Welcome, aliens. Yeah, yes, there's a lot to see here.
We'll put some DJX swag, some koozies.
We'll put some DJX koozies
maybe
in.
Maybe a t-shirt.
For that beer on your way back.
Absolutely.
To TRAPPIST-1 galaxy there.
Yeah.